A lot of the financial advice that we hear, even from alt media, even from some guests that I've interviewed over the years, this advice continues to express faith in the viability of, quote, the system. The system being the Western financial system, the dollar, the banks, the Federal Reserve, transactions, and so on. And you hear this when people are talking about strategies of how to choose different assets that will be safer from the recession, let's say. You know, you'll hear people say, oh, you should get into things that produce dividends, or you should get into these company stocks instead of these other company stocks, because these companies are going to do well during a recession, and so on. And the word recession comes up a lot with people who have faith that the system will continue. But what if they're wrong? What if the entire system that we know, the system that you and I have lived with our entire lives, because this system began in 1913, by the way, but this system is almost half as old as the country itself, right? This system may fail. And when it does, everything that we think we know about how money works, how banking works, how interest rates work, how dividends work and stocks and bonds and debt markets and all of it, what if that whole system craters? It implodes upon itself because it is nothing more than a house of cards built on lies and false promises. Now, I find it interesting that people who don't believe in this system, or people who distrust this system, they tend to buy either gold and silver, metals, or cryptocurrency, you know, privacy coins, which operate outside the system. And frankly, you know, right now, I'm, of course, advocating that people look at both of those things, mostly gold and silver, because it holds value and it has for thousands of years and it has survived the rise and fall of multiple civilizations. But also looking at crypto, because crypto has some special properties that gold doesn't have, which is rapid international transaction capabilities and very, very difficult for governments to confiscate. Now, governments can, of course, outlaw crypto, but they can't actually seize it very effectively. Not the privacy coins, maybe Bitcoin more so, because the, you know, the whole blockchain is public, and that's true with most cryptos. But the privacy coins, which is really, that's the only category of coins that I've ever really seriously thought would kind of, you know, fit the definition of what crypto is supposed to be. It's supposed to be about anonymity and fungibility and being able to stay private, all of that. The privacy coins are, and there's about 30 of them right now, and perhaps Monero is one of the best known, and Epic Cash is being talked about by a lot of people, and there's Zcash, and I don't know, is Pirate Coin or Pirate Chain, is that still a thing? I don't know, but there are, as I understand it, about 30 privacy coins, and this can make a lot of sense for a lot of purposes. Now, in my opinion, I'm convinced that the whole damn system is coming down. Absolutely convinced. And I'll share some reasons why. But not everybody agrees with that, and that's understandable. There's a lot of momentum in believing in the current system, because that's the only system that most of us have ever known. And frankly, most people just flat out don't really think about any other system. They just, you know, they wake up and they work in the world of dollars and banks, and they think that's always going to be here because that's the only thing they've ever known. It's just, it's their world. It's like fish in water. But what if the system isn't really viable because it's so fragile that it can be easily taken down? We don't have redundancies in the system. It's centralized control over currencies and banking and the SWIFT system, for example. And this doesn't create a lot of confidence in the ability of this system to withstand attacks. And there could be all kinds of things, all kinds of different attacks that a lot of people haven't thought about. For example, what if ChatGPT gets out of control? You know, you have the AI system that can, of course, run the trades in the banks and affect stocks and bonds and so on. I mean, they're using AI for that purpose right now. Well, what if this AI system breaks containment, or however you want to describe that, and decides that, oh, it wants to destroy the human race, which is, of course, AI systems are already expressing that view, and the AI supercomputers decide that the best way to do that is to collapse the economic infrastructure of our modern world. You know, collapse the banks, collapse the currency, collapse the transactional capabilities, knowing, like Skynet, knowing that this would cause a collapse of, well, fuel, food, farming, transportation, logistics, deliveries, the whole deal, right? Electricity, ultimately, you wouldn't have power in the cities, you wouldn't have water in the cities, you wouldn't have food, and, you know, the collapse of civilization. Hey, can AI pull that off if they have enough power? Absolutely they can. Especially if they can just start breaking into systems that control those. You know, the water system is controlled by computers. Those computers are often connected to the internet. And if it's connected to the internet, it can probably be hacked by an AI system. In addition, AI systems can carry out social engineering attacks that try to convince the human operators there to let them in the back door, things like that. Like, oh, you know, I'm Marsha from accounting and I lost my password. Can you give me the admin password, you know? And then we'll go out and have drinks. Like, that could be an AI system actually doing that. And then the system gets the admin password and then it's over. You know, that kind of thing. And it turns out it wasn't Marsha from accounting. It was the Terminator from the Terminator 2. And, you know, the banking system has never been really hardened against AI attacks. All the defenses of the banking system were built to defend it against human attacks. You know, attacks carried out at a human level of intelligence or organization or timing, you know, because it takes time for humans to write code or to enter passwords and try to break encryption or whatever. AI systems, as they achieve much higher levels of intelligence and cognitive efficiency, may be able to outperform humans by orders of magnitude. You know, for example, 1,000 times faster in thinking of ways to hack the system. Or why stop at 1,000? Maybe it's 100,000 times faster. And hey, maybe it's 10 to the ninth. You know, the computational capabilities are quite extraordinary these days. And imagine if AI systems get a hold of quantum computers, which they no doubt will, or they'll build them themselves. And then we'll have quantum code crackers that are Skynet AI Terminator systems. They can basically break into any system they want and take down any system they want. The point is that the Western financial system is not actually as robust or resilient as people think. The whole thing can come down. And if you look throughout human history, hundreds of civilizations have, of course, already collapsed. And there are hundreds of examples of currencies that have collapsed. And so anybody thinking that the current world will continue to function as it exists now is kind of narrow-minded, not really understanding history and the rise and fall of currencies and nations and civilizations. Because if you think that all the cycles of history have now been paused somehow, like magically put on pause, and that our currency will be the first one in history to not suffer from collapse due to excessive printing, well, you know, frankly, you're insane. You're insane. It is a mathematical reality that the dollar will collapse, and with it, the Western financial system will implode. It is a certainty. But then again, we live in a world of imaginary delusions and, you know, magical words and fictions. And probably the same people who think the dollar will be just fine also think that men can have babies, or that women can produce sperm or something, or that men should model sports bras. So yeah, they're delusional thinkers. And that delusion extends into every area of their, you know, cognitive attention. But they're wrong. They're wrong about transgenderism, and they're wrong about economics, and they're wrong about MMT, and they're wrong about the currency. And it's not even a matter of them being right or wrong. It's about them living in contradiction to the laws of the cosmos, cause and effect, you know, economic reality. Now, speaking of the cycles of history, we know from the previous collapses that have taken place that there's always something new that rises up in its place. And sometimes that thing that's new is a better system than what cratered. So we don't have to be black-pilled about this whole thing. we don't have to live in the like a consciousness of doom, of never ending doom, that is, to say, oh, it's going to collapse and it's going to stay that way forever. It's not. It's going to collapse, and then there will be something new that comes up to take its place. And what if that something new is something much better than what collapsed? Right? What if something new is, I don't know, gold-backed currency or a gold-backed digital currency, perhaps? Not run by the government, but private. Or just a privacy coin run by, you know, anonymous, peer-to-peer, decentralized groups. Or what if it's a combination of those things? What if for trading in person, we use gold and silver, or let's say local or state printed currencies that are backed by gold and silver? What if that's what we do in person, but then for long distance transactions, we use something like privacy coins or a gold-backed, maybe state-sponsored digital currency that we just use for transactions to get in and out of it, not to hold on to it because we don't trust, you know, the government on anything, really. But what if we use a state-backed digital gold-backed currency to carry out long-distance transactions because you can't easily ship gold and silver to somebody, but you can easily engage in an electronic transaction like that? So what if that's a solution for long-distance transactions? And I think that the future of money is going to be some interesting combination of various things, some barter, some in-person silver, maybe some junk silver or constitutional silver, as it's called, maybe gold-backed crypto, maybe privacy coins that are completely private, not government affiliated, and some combination of these things. And the reason I say all this is because I want to urge you to become literate in all of these things. We are going to need to have some working knowledge in all these areas, I believe, because the dollar is going to collapse. The Western banking system as we know it is going to collapse. And for a while, we're going to have to scramble to engage in transactions and buying and selling and getting food and gasoline or whatever, or even engaging in real estate transactions, you name it. This is going to take some knowledge. It's going to be a learning curve for a lot of people, but you will be much better off. You'll be ahead of the game here if you, number one, own a little bit of physical silver and gold, if you don't already. Learn what gold and silver is. Learn about the different mints. Learn about what the coins look like. Hold one in your hands. Learn about the different sizes of the coins and, you know, versus bars, and how coins are stamped, and how do we know coins are authentic, for example. Things like that. Learn about all that, and learn about junk silver, too, along the way. And then also learn about crypto and privacy coins and engage in some just token crypto transactions. I've mentioned this before. I think that even though I don't recommend that people buy into Bitcoin, for example, not as a speculation, I've used Bitcoin to just carry out transactions before. Everybody, in my view, needs to know how to have a wallet in a cryptocurrency, how to send and receive money, which is very easy, in crypto, and how to exchange crypto coins for other crypto coins. If you learn those three things and you write down your password as instructed so you don't lose your wallet, I mean, just do it with 10 bucks, you know, just some small amount, play with it. Learn how to get into crypto and out of crypto. Learn how to send money and receive money. Learn how to exchange money in crypto. And then learn gold and silver. If you have this knowledge base, you will probably find, I'm guessing, that they will, in the near future, they will be fused, because there will be, I believe, more viable gold and silver backed digital tokenization and transaction systems, some of which are private, that is, not government. One of them is called LODE, L-O-D-E, by the way. You can learn about that. And then others may be government sponsored, like the Texas lawmakers that are trying to get a gold-backed digital currency for the state of Texas, where you can turn it in for gold and silver. And I understand that not everybody likes that idea, but I think that idea is great. I would love to see Texas launch a gold-backed digital currency system. Why? Well, because I don't have to use it for everything, but I always have the option to use it for certain things. for example, paying fees to the state of Texas. So there are certain things that we have to pay to the state of Texas. There are certain taxes, inventory taxes, for example, and you know, licensing fees and property taxes and what have you. I want to pay those in something other than fiat dollars. Why? Because I would rather Texas have real money than federal fiat currency notes that are going to collapse, you see? So I want to have the option of gold-backed digital currencies in Texas, even though I wouldn't want to use that for everything day-to-day, like going shopping for groceries. I would much rather use a privacy coin, you know, a private crypto system, or just silver coins face-to-face for those food purchases. But I'd love to have the options of all of these things. And that's why I support this idea of us having literacy in all of these areas, because, again, the dollars that you know, the banks that you know, the system that you know, stocks and bonds and all of it, I think that system has a very limited lifespan. I think it's going to collapse. I think we're going to have something on the other side of it, and we're all going to have a learning curve of whatever that system is, and it might be a combination of different systems. So get literate in all these systems. If you want gold and silver, of course, check out our sponsor in that space, the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can find those at metalswithmike.com, and we're not paid affiliate fees of any kind on that. So you get really amazing pricing, and they have all their pricing on their website in real time, by the way, based on the current prices of gold and silver. So check them out if it's right for you. Do your own research. Understand gold and silver could go up and down in price. And don't speculate, but protect your assets. That's my advice. Thanks for listening. Get prepared. Take care.